Hello and welcome to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley. I've written two books so far and currently I'm on my third. I'm not in film or on film, yet one day, who knows, lightning could strike. I am a bipolar professional here putting up my thoughts about human life. I hope you enjoy your time here. Namaste and God bless you. Dark Knight of the Scarecrow from 1981. I was 11 years old, my dear friends. This film has been recommended on pretty much any kind of top 40, top 10. Not so much the top 10s, but like top 40s, top 100s of the best horror films. And you know what? It's enjoyable, but it kind of has that sort of old school Stephen King feel to it. The whole earnest horror movie type thing. What else did it remind me of? Well, just from when it was made, the 80s, the early 80s, it just has that feel to it. And I don't know, I just found it kind of hard to get into because of that. But I did get into it, and let me just say, even though I don't believe it's worth five skulls, I watched it on Shudder, and it's definitely should be up there. Should be watched. I'm really glad I watched it. It just kind of has that sort of like kitschiness to it, predictable nature. Like a lot of the actors are people you see in comedies, so it's hard to, you know. What do they say? With Shakespeare, they used to say, you know, the kind of just go ahead and believe. I forget what it's called, but you know what I'm saying? If you know why I'm tongue-tied on that, oh God, what is it? Let me see real quick. I'll get it. Suspend disbelief. That's it. Suspend disbelief. It's if you can suspend a disbelief in such a can, like the Heat of the Night. Remember that show with Carol O'Connor? It's like a Heat of the Night episode. So I wouldn't really call it, you know, an amazing, you know, top 10 horror of all time. But I would say that it's, you know, get your popcorn out and enjoy it. You won't be scared, but it's, you know what it is more of? It's more of a vengeance film. It's like a vengeance horror. So, you just have kind of like the mentally challenged man, hanging out with the young lady and, playing out in the fields and just the assholes of the town that I don't even understand their hatred. It's so beyond what you would ever see, but you know, the same kind of hatred like you'd see, racial kind of hatred in To Kill a Mockingbird, and you know, some of the movies based on race in the 30s and 40s, yeah, that kind of hatred, only he's not black, he's mentally challenged. So you know, it's definitely worth watching. I don't think that it needs to be called The Dark Knight of the Scarecrow, although that is kind of a theme that you should know when you're looking at other horror movies, because definitely is a theme that I've seen before, and it's a vengeance horror, and kind of the, I guess, the curse that you bring upon yourself when you kill a mentally challenged person for no reason. Then yeah, it's sort of getting back at to avenge the innocent. And that's kind of what it's about. Okay, I will see you next time. Hello there, and thanks for listening to Riley on Film. I'm your host, Damian Riley, finding his way between bipolar and this crazy messed up world that thinks Trumpism is religion. But thanks for listening, and I hope you'll come back, and I accept all people, love all people, and I will see you next time.